That wall map here is carrying it on a path up the west coast of India. It will proceed northerly, northeasterly in a very few moments and curve, then start in an easterly direction, carrying it across China. Perhaps before then it'll see a little bit of the southern extremities of the Soviet Union, the Himalayas, China, and thence on down across Guam. And present velocity is 17,272 feet per second. The spacecraft is only 11,626 miles from the face of the Earth. A few minutes ago, Frank Borman called us and suggested we might entertain doing the pyro arm check a little early. It was considered here. We quite agree with him, and we're all set to go on it. Here's how the conversation went.
Go ahead, eh?
Okay, it doesn't appear that we're going to be able to trigger the primary evap, so I'm going to start a secondary loop.
Okay, Apollo 8, we concur.
Houston, Apollo 8.
Go ahead, 8. Apollo 8, Apollo 8, go ahead.
Roger, since we're going as smoothly as we are here, we've got good calm, let's start this pyro circuit check about 10 minutes early. What do you say?
Apollo 8, Apollo 8. We can conduct the pyro check at any time.
All right, why don't we do it here just momentarily then?
Roger.
We'll give you a call when we're ready.
Roger.
Houston, we're ready to proceed with the pyro circuit check.
Roger. Go ahead.
Miss Finn, are you monitoring the sequential test now? Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8. Apollo 8. That's affirmative.
Hello, Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8. Apollo 8. Loud and clear. Affirmative, we are monitoring.
Okay.
Standing by for go for pyro arm.
Apollo 8, Apollo 8, you have a go.
Roger.
To operate quite satisfactorily. We tried a VHF check with the spacecraft a few minutes ago. It didn't work out so well. Neither Carnarvon nor Guam picked up on VHF, that from about 10,000 miles out. We're now 9,600 miles from the Earth. The velocity is up to 18,532 feet per second. And we have a little conversation backed up on us. Let's hear it now.
Houston, this is Apollo 8. How's your tracking looking?
Looking great.
Okay, everything went fine with the check. We're all armed, ready to go here.
Okay, if you're not doing anything else, how about let's make a VHF check?
Okay, I'll turn off my S-band. The other two will stay on S-band.
Roger, I'll give you a count in just a second. Apollo 8, Houston. Simultaneous VHF and S-band, over.
Roger, I'm not reading you on VHF.
Roger. Stand by one. Apollo 8, Houston. Simultaneous VHF and S-band. If you verify that you are on the left-hand VHF antenna, over.
We can verify the antenna, but we can't verify hearing you on S-band or on VHF.
Okay, we're receiving some downlink, although it's considered to be poor quality.
Follow control here. Some may be wondering what happens to the service module. Well, it's jettisoned at 15 minutes before we reach our entry interface or entry point. And there's a preset burn of 90 foot per second cranked into the service module. It departs from the command module at that rate. The burn continues for some period of time. Exactly which period I don't have in front of me, but in any case, the new trajectory of the service module carries it about 100 miles or more south of the track of the command module. It's not known exactly what will happen to the service module. Some people think it will come on down to an altitude of perhaps 300,000 or 400,000 feet, hit the thicker atmosphere, and then bounce out into a sun-circling orbit. Others think it will be captured and will certainly burn up before any of its pieces reach the Pacific Ocean. We just can't predict at this point. We are certain that it'll be safely out of the way of Apollo 8. At 145 hours, 48 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control, Houston, at 146 hours, 12 minutes into the flight. I think all the consoles here have been reconfigured for this re-entry effort now. Probably the most noticeable item leaving the consoles are the lunar maps. They're being replaced by maps which rested right underneath the lunar maps, which are simply projections of good old Earth. A few minutes ago, the crew checked some of the events that will take place in the re-entry process, and here's what we passed them.
Apollo 8, Houston. We'd like to try the right VHF antenna if you have time.
We're on right, good.
Okay, this is a simultaneous VHF and S-band transmission, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How do you read on VHF, over?
Read you loud and clear.
Understand that's on VHF, is that a firm?
Houston, this is Apollo 8, I answered your call on VHF, did you receive?
Okay, it's not piped back here to Smoker. I'll have to check and see if they got it on the ground station.
You were loud and clear, Ken.
All right, thank you. Okay, Apollo 8, we received you loud and clear on VHF through Carnarvon.
Roger.
Apollo 8, Houston. Stand by for handover from Carnarvon to Guam on the hour. We should have continuous contact, except for the blackout period, beginning at 14651.
Roger.
Apollo Control here. Now the velocity acceleration pickup is quite dramatic. Our display here integrates a new value every 12 seconds, I believe. And let me give you a sample of how it's building. 23,303 feet per second right now. Altitude 4,950 miles. Still reading 23,353. It's been stepping up here in these last few minutes in increments of 50 to 60 feet per second. For reference purposes, the peak velocity previously reached prior to this mission by a manned vehicle was the Gemini 11 spacecraft at perigee after its high altitude burn, which was the hitherto altitude record as well, 740-odd miles, but that velocity was 26,352 feet per second. Today we should, at the point of entry interface, or the 80-mile mark, as we come back into the Earth, we should see a velocity on the order of 36,220 feet per second. Converted to miles per hour, that's 24,530 miles per hour. And at 146 hours, 16 minutes into the flight, that's our status. This is Apollo Control, Houston. 146 hours, 26 minutes. We've had no additional conversation since our last report from the crew. Apparently, they're all settled down on their couches and waiting for the reentry. The next major event will be the command service module separation, which should occur about 5 minutes from now. The capsule communicator's just been advised to tell the crew we are go for that event. This, by the way, will be the fourth, this is the fourth manned flight to be returned to the Pacific area. And coincidentally, all of the 8 series, Mercury 8, Gemini 8, and now Apollo 8, were brought back to the Pacific area. In addition, Mercury 9 landed off Hawaii. Here's some conversation. Ken Mattingly, our Capcom, is talking to Bill Anders.
Apollo 8, Apollo 8, Houston, your go for pyro arm. Apollo 8, Apollo 8, your go for pyro arm, everything's looking good.
Roger, everything's looking good here, Ken.
Recovery is advising the flight director of their good status. They see good weather out there. They're on station. The route of flight, in case you're not looking at a map, will be over northeast China, Peking, and then over Tokyo. And we start a southeastern slant. The ship Redstone is parked at 24 degrees north, 169 degrees east. And the next listening point will be the ship Huntsville, tracking a ship at 172 west, 12 degrees north. And the landing point just a few hundred miles southeast of there at 165 west, approximately 8 north. That point, by the way, is just 600 miles northwest of Christmas Island, which I'm sure has been noted.
To try to resurface, over.
Crew has been advised that their primary evaporator is dried out, a fact that I'm sure they couldn't care less about. They're about to say goodbye to that entire system and the service module in about 2 minutes. Now we see our systems here show that they have gone to ring 2. The reaction control system, the system looks quite good. It's operational. 200 pounds of propellant available in that system. It is a redundant system. Uh, a few of the events as we plan to clock them here. The point of 400,000 foot point, which is that point when many of our events begin to happen. We call it the area of reaching some little small amount of atmosphere, is to occur at 1:46 hours, 46 minutes. The blackout period should begin about 25 seconds later. The maximum heating point would be 146 hours, 47 minutes, and which should occur at roughly 200,000 feet. And at this point, the roller coaster type ride that the spacecraft will take will bend slightly upward for approximately 40,000 to 50,000 feet, then level off and begin its last plunge back. But as it hits the first braking point at 180,000 feet, the max G-force will be felt by the crew of 6.8 Gs. A second G spike of 4.2 will be noted about 4 or 5 minutes later. The total blackout we're predicting this morning is on the order of 3 minutes. But since we have very little experience re-entering at these velocities, we must caution you that those are only estimates. Separation of the command module and the service module. We've been looking at data on the command module alone, and all the values look quite good. This is Apollo Control, Houston. Apollo Control, Houston here. We continue to look good on all sources. We, in 11 minutes from now, we will be at the 400,000 foot mark, and the velocity of the crew at that point will be 36,220 feet per second, we estimate. That converts to 24,530 miles per hour, which is nearly, it's more than 500 miles per hour than, faster than the crew was moving only 2.5 days ago at translunar injection. Their burnout speed at that point, 180 miles above the Earth, was 35,556 feet per second, or 24,080 miles per hour. Today, as we come back to that point, after all of the maneuvering and all the burning, at 180 miles above the Earth, we'll see a velocity of 35,644 feet per second, and still building up down to this value of 400,000 feet. Now, these are estimates and will be refined based on post-flight data, but they're good estimates at this point. All in all, a very quiet reentry up to this point. This is Apollo Control, Houston. We'll continue to monitor.
Apollo 8, Houston. Looking good. Both primary and secondary loops look good.